Hello and welcome everyone to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome everyone for wherever you are tuning in today. You can probably listen to me from US or Thailand or Italy or England or China. Thank you very much for all my listeners. Well, what I would like to say, first of all, I apologize because yesterday I couldn't send an email telling everyone what the topic of this show is about today. And today's topic is amazing because it's about nurturing love. And it's one of my favorite topics since I've written a book titled Soulmate Connection, How to Attract the Highest Love Possible. Now let's talk about how to maintain it, which is one of the most important things. Once you want to find love, it's okay. When you find it, you attune yourself to the state of consciousness where love is there, and then you attract it into your life. But once you attract it, how do you maintain it? Because, you know, after what happens, after some time, we get caught up in the same old patterns and cycle, and we have to remember that one of the rules in the soulmate relationships that we might encounter in our life is that not everything goes easy. They put us in a condition where we're actually going to win our bad karma, our karma of the past, without having to go through difficult situations. They put us in a condition where we are in front of a mirror and we understand what needs to be solved, what needs to be healed. And it is so easy, therefore, to go back to a state where you start thinking that the other one is responsible for your own situation, because the other one is just putting it in front of you. But he's actually doing it in a way, or he or she is doing it in a way that comes natural to the relationship, because it's the natural purpose of the relationship to be your university, to be the university of your life. And today's topic is for how to nurture love, how to live in that place where love is always alive, where love is always flourishing, giving new fruits, new things coming up. Now, for all the listeners who are listening, listen carefully here, because today I want to give you a gift. If you call and talk about love, about your love, and about what is your issue that you want to sort out and solve, okay, I'm going to give you a gift. The gift is the access to my Soulmate Connection online course for free. It's a £62 value, this course, which is the equivalent of $97. I'm going to give it to you for free if you call in today and talk about love and relationship. So it's up to you. Just call in, and if you have something to talk about, then I would be happy to be there and to discuss it with you. And I have a lot to talk about anyway. If you just want to listen to the show, it's amazing. Just go. We're going to explain how to give the natural potential of the relationship air to live. So it's just really important. If you want to call, the number is 888-815-9756. Let me repeat it again. 888-815-9756, and this is worldwide. You have to start, I think you have to dial the international code for US, which is 001, and then 888-815-9756. If you have Skype, which is a software that you can download for free from the internet, then you can call through your computer, from your computer, free. Okay, you just call to US and then put this number, 888-815-9756. But I want to remind you before we start the topic today that please go to the main page of BBS Radio and go down at the bottom and you will see Life-Changing Power Newsletter. That is my newsletter. Sign in for that because the title of that newsletter is not just marketing. You're going to receive lessons every week. I think actually at the beginning you will receive it every 3 or 4 days. After some time, it will come after 5 days and then after a week. And then those lessons are lessons that you're going to refer to even, you know, 10 years from now and still find value. So go on the bbsradio.com homepage and sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done so already. Well, let's start our topic today. Nurturing love. It is one of my favorite topics. I worked personally on it, and I found these fantastic keys that I want to share with you today. And you have to take into consideration the fact that if you're not in a loving relationship at the moment, you can still use all the principles and practices that I'm going to share with you today as a means to attract love, or to put you into that vibrant level where love is alive. Okay, you know, if you are angry within yourself, you go out shouting anger at any corner, obviously people, you will find very rarely that people will respond to you with love. But if you are in tune with the vibrant state of love, what happens, you will start moving on in life, emanating love everywhere, and people will feel that. People will feel that. They will start seeing the beauty in you. So the following principles can be used either to bring a relationship into your life, or to manifest it, or to nurture the love you already have. Okay, let's start. First of all, the first principle I could think of is you should not expect, you should not assume. Don't expect, don't assume. Don't expect the fact that because you are in a relationship, it has to go into a certain way. Don't assume that the other person thinks exactly as you think. Don't assume that you have to go to the cinema 3 times a week just because you thought about it. Don't assume that your girlfriend is going to come and kiss you every day, or your boyfriend is going to come to you and kiss you every day. Don't assume that you're going to have the affection exactly in the same way you always thought. Don't expect people to come there exactly as you expect them to be. This is not possible. What you need to understand is that these expectations and assumptions are creating problems, because we are trying to redirect the experience of love, which is an experience that comes from the infinite of your heart, from the infinite life, into a certain box. And what the relationship is really to offer, we're not considering, okay? So we need to understand what is actually there naturally, instead of us limiting the relationship to expectations and assumptions and complaining when we don't have that. You're not working with what the relationship is actually there to give you. So no rules for relationships. This is really important to understand. There are no specific rules. This is the second principle. No specific rules. One has to live it. One has to let the natural potential of their relationship to come out. And this is sort of the basic state of mind upon which you have to base all your relationships. You don't have to think that this relationship as a practical rule, but you have to live it and let the natural potential of that relationship come out. I never believed personally, you know, in the rules some people put on relationships, saying how relationships should be like. I believe one should learn how to give value to love and learn to live it naturally without forcing oneself into a concept, into a belief, without trying to make love into something, without trying to make your relationship into something. Also, because whose decision is that loving relationship? You know, whose decision it really is? You know, most of the times we're trying to make our relationship into something because someone told us that is the right way that it has to be. That is not really your way of living their relationship. And your way of living the relationship cannot really be understood unless it comes up naturally and lived naturally. How can you live naturally your relationship? So what is important to understand, yes, you want to have some goals in relationships, but goals in relationships must be based on principles. And each part of the relationship, okay, each one of you has to act towards the highest values possible he or she can conceive. This is an important point. The highest values do not come from expectations or personal belief, but come from affirming love, harmony, and beauty every day and in every way of your life, and let this expression come out naturally from you and your love partner. When this expression comes out naturally, your relationship is taking shape, is taking form. Now, you have to understand, this is what is the difference. Okay, this is the difference. Listen carefully to these principles. Are you focusing on the outcome of the relationship or on the process of the relationship? If you want to live your relationship for what it really has to offer, for the most beautiful part, you don't have to focus on its outcome. You have to focus on the process. The process is much more important than the outcome. In other four, it is much better to affirm love, harmony, and beauty in every day of your life, in a way that the outcome of the relationship will take form naturally on its own. And this is really important. Now, once you have found your values, once you have found your relationship values and principles, the goal is to express that in a process. If you can express your highest values in love through a process, then you're going to have the best relationship possible. If you focus on having an outcome, you're not focusing on the process, but you're projecting yourself into a possible future that possibly is built upon your limiting beliefs and self-limitations. Okay? So your goals are in relation to a process. Then you have to understand if how you're living your life today is actually conducive to let this process be alive. Have this kind of reality check. Okay? What it is between you and that process to be alive. If you want to express love and harmony every day, and you realize that within you, this is not possible because you're caught up in anxieties. And I know most people will say, well, he or she is the cause of the anxiety. No, you're focusing again on the outcome. You expect the other person to give you the outcome you want. Instead, the real trick in relationships to make them live and to nurture them is to focus on the process. So if there is this anxiety that is within you and the process, how can you release that anxiety? Start working on yourself on releasing anxiety, for example. Okay? The reality check. So you have a reality between you and the process of expressing love, harmony, and beauty. You might have anxiety, you might have the fact that you're too busy at work. These are all things that are between you and the process. So what is the real obstacle here? Okay, the obstacles might be you turning away from your relationship somehow all the time. So you turning away from that process somehow. How can you step back into the process of affirming love, harmony, and beauty every day? No matter what you expect, no matter what the other person expects. There will be no expectations anymore if you tap into that moment in your life when you are living the process of love. So there are a few tricks that I have discovered here in order to live the process of love every day, in every way, better and better. And you can practice this with your own relationship or just start doing it so that you can tap into that process where love can manifest and not your anxiety, not your desperation for the future to have a relationship. It is really important. Because if your aura, if you yourself shine with the aura of love, you will see that love will be everywhere around you. You will get to a point where you can love everyone and everyone can be in love with you. And I've passed that point and I really felt blessed. That's why that is the topic of the book Soulmate Connection. And it is an amazing process because it's one of the most beautiful feelings in your life when you can walk through life and know that possibly everyone could be your life partner. Almost anyone could be your life partner. And there would be a fantastic love you're going to live because there are no expectations, there is no assumptions. There is just love in its true potential as it is in the process of the affirmation of love, harmony, and beauty. And whatever one has to offer will flourish. This is the right way of nurturing love in your daily life. The first thing you want to do, in my opinion, is to get a little diary. and you can call the gratitude diary. And if you have relationships, you write down each day, you and your partner, okay? Each one of you has a separate diary. This diary is private mainly. Each or every day, you write down what your gratitude, what you're grateful about, your relationship, in your relationship, what you're grateful about you, yourself, what you have within yourself, and what you're grateful about what you have around you. So about your relationship, gratitude about your relationship, what you have within you, and what you have around you. And you start writing all that you're grateful about. Even if it is just one easy thing, I'm grateful about the fact that my partner has a great style, a beautiful style, in is stylish and fashionable, okay, in the way he dresses or she dresses. I'm grateful about the fact that I can't speak for an hour in front of people without having problems. Just one thing. And I'm grateful about the fact that around me there is so much nature, or that around me have just bought this beautiful vase that I have in front of you that inspires me. It can be something so simple. Doesn't matter if it's stupid or not. You don't have to think about it. Just write about what you're grateful for, okay? About your relationship, in your relationship, what you have within you as a quality and what you have around you. And you and your partner are going to do that in your diary every day. And at the end of the week, you're going to sit on the table, each one in front of the other, and you're going to share exactly the same amount of time. 5 minutes you, 5 minutes he or she, 5 minutes your partner, or 10 minutes and 10 minutes. You're going to share something from your diary. You're going to share what you've been grateful of, about. Well, you're going to share what you've learned for being grateful. You're going to share something that is gratitude-affirming and life-learning. Okay? Once you do that, we have to remember, don't allow yourself to speak more than your partner. Just keep it balanced. Keep it 5 minutes each. Keep it 10 minutes each. A few things will have to stay silent. You will have to stay secret. You don't have to share everything. Other things you can just you can share. But remember, if you decide to speak 10 minutes each and your partner has finished, it needs to go on until those 10 minutes have finished. This is because the two of you are representing are the representation of two different polarities in life. A negative and a positive one. Negative doesn't mean negative energy. You know, there are opposites in life, night and day, male and female, you know, intuition and logic, qualities that have to come together. If you want to have a balanced relationship, keep this exchange balanced in time. Try to balance it. Try to find exactly the right time. And I don't mean that all your life has to be like this, but this is a symbolic practice, and if you just stick to the fact that you have to speak exactly the same amount of time, you're going to balance, because you're going to put gratitude energy from your side and from your partner's side exactly for the same amount of time. You're starting to balance in an harmonious way your relationship. You know, in yoga we have different energy channels, and the left channel is called Ida, the right channel is called Pingala. When these two channels are balanced, they collapse, and then there is the divine channel awakening within you. And what happens here, you are actually balancing the two sides of you through gratitude, through love-affirming principles, and you're actually doing something symbolic, a symbolic ritual of gratitude sharing. When you are one opposite, you don't have to be male or female, whatever. You are one opposite in your qualities, in your polarity, in your own polarity, no rules, no nothing. Just you are one opposite and your partner is the other opposite. Before you share is two opposites of gratitude to this life-affirming power. And if you keep on doing this practice every week, you will start noticing that there will be something balancing out at some point. The full love will start to come out divinely in a natural way. It is very important to share something that is positive. It's only about gratitude, what you're grateful about, or what you have learned from life in terms to go forward, because this is the kind of energy that you want to put forward and will bring your energy up towards something better. This is really important. Another thing that you can do, this is called the gratitude gallery. So to start from today, another thing that you can do is to have your love book. You buy a huge notebook, and this can be like really big, can be more than A4 size. And on that book, you start putting pictures of you and your partner, or putting pictures of inspiring images of love full of colors that you can cut from magazines or on the from the internet. You can print from the internet and put it there. You need some glue, of course, to do that. And this book is your inspirational book. It has the power of love that you and your partner are going to feel. Okay? So you have this book. In every page, you put a new picture, something good, something that has a visual power with beautiful color, beautiful drawings, beautiful pictures, pictures with you and your partner, pictures of your dream life, or what your dream life could be. Every page has to be inspiring, and you fill it up together, and doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be absolutely stunning and beautiful. If it comes out in a beautiful way, it's great, but you open these pages later on, and you know this is your book. This book is the representation of the union between you and your partner in the most creative way possible. You have to be creative. Put whatever you want that is life-affirming, love-affirming, harmony-affirming, and beauty-affirming. This is the we between you and your partner. Usually we tend to think, okay, we tend to think as relationship is formed by two people. It is me and her or him, okay? So what you need to do with this book, you create an entity that is mixed between you and your partner. This mixed entity is the we you're going to have. Okay? So it has character. It has personality, yes. It has love-affirming qualities, harmony-affirming qualities, beauty-affirming qualities. It is really important, very important. This love book can be opened at every moment for you to understand and feel that this book at some point will have its own energy, and it's full of the energy of love that you and your partner have put. It will become a catalyst for your love. So this love book has to be beautiful. Buy something beautiful, something that can inspire you to have love. But beauty can be also extremely simple. It can be just a huge book, just leather book, a black leather book, but, you know, something that gives you the impression of something important. You have to feel by taking this book in your hand that you have something really important in your hand, something that has really very good value. And you start filling up this book every day of your life with pictures, with images. You come back to that until you feel that is you together with the other person. Another exercise that you can do, always about the we exercise, and this is very important. Now, I said just before, you are an individual. Your partner is an individual. You have to start thinking, there must be some part within yourself where you're actually not open to welcome the other person really into your life, because otherwise you would have not so many problems, you see. You still want to retain, you still your comfort zone. You still want to live in your comfort zone. You still want the other person to adapt to you. Now, what you need to do, and even if you adapt too much to the other person, you feel disempowered. So what you need to do is to create the sense of love-affirming life. And another thing is to understand that it's not just you, it's not just her or him. It's about we. So visualize, close your eyes and visualize a person, an entity, a being of light. That is one person, okay? That is one entity. But feel, see, know, sense that that entity is the we of the relationship, is you and her together. What would it do? Visualize this entity moving into life, into everyday life. See what it does. See how would it be like if it was just one person. Create this consciousness of unity between you and the other person. It is really important. This kind of consciousness will allow you to have a focal point of energy where you, both of your relationships are going to be empowered into oneness. So it's both you and your partner should do that. And we have to understand that at this point we'll do it in a different way. But what happens is this. So once you perceive the we, either you perceive it in a way and your partner in a different way, it's okay. Then you can look on the internet, you can look for pictures, you can put a contribution of your love book that expresses also this we. So you create this love book that is really the catalyst of your life together as a union. And remember, always continue to do the gratitude diary every day to share at the end of the week. Now, let's talk about creating a chart. This is the kind of work that you want to do for yourself and with your partner as well. Each one of you has to do it separately, but also each one of you has to come together. So you have to come together and do it together. So these charts, you write four things on this chart. And this chart, in one of the columns you write, if I do this, it will bring good in my relationship. If I do this, I will bring good. Second point, if I do this, it will bring bad in my relationship. Third point, if I don't do this, it will bring good. Fourth, if I don't do this, it will bring bad. And you start filling up all these columns and you create a list. So you know that if there are certain things that if you do, your relationship will be benefited. You will have benefits. If you do something else, you know that if you do it, whether you like it or not, it will bring bad results to your relationship. Then there's another column. If you don't do that, it will bring good. Then you write, even if you repeat some of the topics, huh? But try to write something different all the time. And on the fourth column, if I don't do this, it will bring bad. So, let me repeat it again. If I do this, it will bring good, number one. Number two, if I do this, it will bring bad. Number three, if I don't do this, it will bring good. Or if I don't do this, it will bring bad. Make a list, trying to understand what brings good and what brings bad. That's so easy, and you know where your energy has to go through your action every day in order to avoid problems. It is so easy. You should start to avoid problems. And it doesn't have to be a huge sacrifice, but you have to understand what is your priority in life. If your priority right now is to nurture the love between you and your partner, there are certain things that you cannot do if that's going to create problems with your partner. And I'm not saying that this is the kind of list that is fixed and it has to be forever in such a way. You know, people change, you change, people around you change, circumstances change, but you might want to repeat this exercise maybe in a month from now and see what happens on 3 months from now, even once a year. It depends on you. And see what it is like. Then you can create another chart. And this time, the focus is not what brings good and bad, but simply, what nurtures my relationship? This is the kind of chart that you want to do, okay? It is both on an individual level and on a couple level. For example, you might realize that by meditating, it's another way to looking at the chart before as well. But by meditating every day, your relationship gets better because you change. By doing certain things every day, you see that your relationship gets better. By giving attention, undivided attention maybe in certain moments of the day to your partner, then your relationships get better over there. Okay? So create a list of all that nurtures your relationship and put it next to your agenda. So your normal agenda that you go through every day if you have one, or you can put reminders on your computer. You can make many small copies of this list. And every day, you ask yourself, it can be anything, you see. What can I do today of the things that I have listed here that will nurture my relationship and take action every day? It can be something easy, like, for example, bringing a packet of chocolate to my partner, bringing a rose, or making a phone call, or arranging, or booking a holiday, something. A few things you could do every day. Some of the things you could do once a month. Some of the things you could do once a year. Doesn't matter. Just have this list next to your agenda. Actually, you could also divide it. So, things that I could do every day that nurture my relationship. Things that I could do every month to nurture my relationship. Things that I could do every year to nurture my relationship. Things that I could do from 1 month to 3 months to nurture my relationship. You know, divided in time frames. And then have this list next to your agenda and every day go there. What can I do today of the things I have listed that will nurture my relationship? Take action. One thing every day. Pick it. You're doing something. You put energy in that direction. Very good. Let me remind you, if you want to give a call now, it's 888-815-9756. I would be happy to hear about you and to know what you're at and to see what your relationship is like. So knowing each other, let's move on. Knowing each other. You have to ask yourself at this point. You have to understand that we all speak a different language. Some people speak an internal language that is totally different than ours. Probably everyone speaks a different language that is totally different than yours. What language is my partner speaking? Now, this is really important because you don't want to assume that your partner speaks the same language that you speak, because that is absolutely impossible. We all have a different internal interpretation of events and circumstances, and even of the people around us. The meaning that we give to life is totally, totally different. So try to listen to what your partner says, but most importantly, listen to what are the symbols behind what he says. In other words, let me give you an example of this. I have to think about it. For example, if your partner uses words that are empowering all the time, like, for example, abundance, love, power, you know, words that are incredibly positive, the symbols that this person has in her or his mind are positive. If he talks about the symbols that are about water, that remind you of the water, of the qualities of the water, you know that that character is about inspiration, is about beauty, they might be creative. So you see in terms of those symbols. Okay? For example, one of my friends once told me that they had problems in having kids. And then I realized that, first of all, what is this about? I tried to visualize the situation in my own mind and try to understand the symbol behind it. And what the problem was about is that she didn't feel safe in her relationship still to be creative enough and to express herself creatively in that relationship. And we got the point. We really got the point. You have to understand what are the symbols behind what people are talking about, behind what are the experiences are, what their experiences are. Try to understand the language of your partner through symbols and not through what is exactly this person saying. And some of the times, don't assume that, you know, respond to them as they want you to respond. In other words, don't assume that they are always saying something different. You have to understand, though, what symbols are active behind their mind. And this will require a little bit of wisdom. Not everyone can do it right away. But what symbols are active behind their mind and interact to them from that level. Okay, let's move on. One of the things that you should do is to calm your own emotional turmoil. As I said, what is between you and the process of expressing love? Act from the perception of your own self. Support yourself. Approve of yourself. Love yourself, not selfishly. So you should relax and see what feels good. Receive the goodness within yourself. Then ask what you should do. And once you know the answer, then ask yourself if that is right. That is so easy to do. You can just sit down, close your eyes, try to keep your spine straight, take a full deep in-breath, and then breathe out totally without slashing. Just control your out-breath as you breathe out softly, and you bring your right hand on your heart until you feel that goodness. And try to relax in that goodness and make that goodness be the point from which you take all action. Do that. Start calming your own emotional turmoil. Then once you feel the goodness, you ask yourself, what should I do now? And whatever comes up, if it feels good, consider it. Consider doing. But then ask also yourself if that is right. Ask yourself if what feels good goes or will bring bad into your relationship, for example, then don't do it. But you know, in this case, you're actively making choices from the place of calmness and goodness within you. If you are able to calm your own emotional turmoil, your relationship will be incredibly benefited. And you know that because it is an obvious concept. It's easy to understand why. Another thing, which is absolutely important, you don't need to change things, the nature of things. You don't have to want to change the nature of things. There is one of the greatest teachings that I went through when I went in India, and it is this awareness of the awareness within yourself, the awareness of your soul, the awareness of your spirit within you. Perfection is present in the moment, just as it is. People think that if it only was a little bit different, things would be better, but it's not like that, because there is an infinite variety of qualities, and they all serve a divine purpose for balance. The moment is perfect as it is. It doesn't have an influence on you. The influence on you is only the influence that you're actually giving to that experience. It doesn't have an influence on you. It just comes and goes. It don't belong to you. If it belonged to you, it would be there all the time. But it's not there all the time. It comes and it goes. Even if it goes away for 1 minute, that is not yours. But your awareness, that is you, that never goes away, not even for 1 second. And that awareness is the awareness of your own soul and the awareness of your own spirit. That awareness is always present and perfect. Perfection is present in the moment. Just as it is. The moment is not a moment, it's in time. The moment is a moment. It's the moment you perceive your awareness. It's not a physical moment. It's not the past. It's not a future. It's not the present. It's the awareness. Wanting to change creation for your own selfish purpose means that you're stuck in the past and the future and those cycles. But it's not possible. You cannot change things and perceptions for your own purpose. There are ways that you can change your life, but still, creation will not be changed for you. What is possible is to relax eventually, is the way you can change your life in the perception of your relationship as a whole with the qualities you have perceived, without thinking that you must change the nature of things. In other words, life is beautiful as it is. And this is not just a simplistic concept. Life is beautiful as it is. As soon as you understand that whatever comes up does not really have an influence on you. It doesn't have an independent nature out of things. It's all resting on the ground of your own awareness. You realize that each moment is perfect. And whatever expression is of that moment, you will still be able to relax and rest in love. Not wanting to change the nature of things is a great key to bring the process of love, beauty, and harmony into your life, simply because you choose where your awareness is going to relax upon. Another thing is not wanting to control. Our need to be in control is our own enemy, because it comes anxiety, jealousy, useless fantasies, all things that keep us away from relaxing into a beautiful and harmonious reality. Not wanting to control. If you don't want to control, then there's no need to be anxious about anything. There's no need to be jealous. There's no need to have emotional and useless fantasies about what's happened. You release your wanting to control, and you start expressing love and beauty. What you're doing is to create space in your life so that the expression of the effortless process of expressing love, harmony, beauty will actually be really active. Another point is to relax in effortless change. This doesn't mean that you have to change the other into what you think they should be. You just relax. Once you can perceive your awareness from a level, then in timeless space, you start relaxing and you start having the sense and the feeling of those qualities absolutely alive in your relationship. And you will see the life will start responding to you on that level. And you continue to rest your mind at that level. And this has to do with quantum physics as well, that says that if you focus, if you observe a reality, that reality collapses into a form. Now, if you go to my blog, which is thelifecatalyst.com/blog, there is my last post over there, a post that says, the great secret for effortless life change. Just go there, read it, and leave a comment. That is one of the best way I've used and I've discovered to change my life. I've used it so many times, and it really worked. Now, what I would like to do now, before I'm going to take you through an exercise, is to make you understand that all realities, once you understand the fact that you can't rest in your own awareness, the realities all around you would seem totally equal, because they don't have an independent nature, they don't have power over you, they are all equal expression of your own awareness. And what happens is the good and the bad would seem totally equal. And all realities are equal. You can change only if you rest in that awareness. There's no one reality that manifests the coming to life more easily than another one. In other words, if you're lonely, if you don't have a partner, if you have a problem with your partner, that reality comes out as easily as the reality of total love and harmony. And you can understand that if you start relaxing your body, mind, and soul into the awareness within you, into the state where you can perceive that awareness, the part of you that is totally present at any moment, and it knows that now we're talking. From that level, it is not more difficult to go from a negative to a positive, from a positive to a negative. It's all totally equal. Before, if you find yourself stuck into a negative, know that it's exactly the same effort. Is made of exactly the same effort. You don't have to wait more time. You don't have to put more effort into a positive. You don't have to do something more. It's just as easy. You will understand that once you are rested and relaxed and stabilized in your awareness. I want to take you now to an exercise, and please close your eyes. It's called the mirror shifting patterns. It's one of my favorite exercises, and it is taken from my course, Soulmate Connection. Now, close your eyes, thinking this is an exercise for life change. Please close your eyes with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Bringing your shoulders down and away from the ears. Bringing your shoulder blades together. Opening your heart. And in your mind's eye, visualize all that is falling. First of all, recall one of the old patterns that are repeating in your life. Something that you want to get rid of. Or even a challenge. Something that is disturbing you, something that you don't want anymore in your life. And go in front of a mirror, mentally, and visualize those old patterns, that old challenge, as your own reflection. Go in front of the mirror and know that the reflection that you see in that mirror is the reflection of your own old patterns or challenge you want to get rid of. Now, gently and with power, change the quality of your reflection and envision in that reflection the new life you want, the new you want, which is not the reflection of the old pattern anymore, but the reflection of the new that you want to see coming. The new you reflecting in the mirror, something different. Is something that affirms love, beauty, harmonious qualities. All the solutions you ever wanted are there in the mirror. And see now, as the mirror projects back to you, your new reality, what is happening. Feel you're absorbing from the new reality projecting on the mirror into yourself those new patterns. Do this exercise more than once. And you can do this exercise physically in front of a mirror, which is great, or just in your mind's eye. It will work wonders. One of my suggestions is that you move in front of a mirror in the morning and you do it at night mentally. This is a great exercise. I've been doing it for many years. And I've been advising, you know, I've advised so many people to do it, all with great results. One of the things we see is that life is made of cycles. We want to break the old cycles by affirming the new cycle is coming. It is not about the time. It's not about a cycle takes 20 minutes. Only when we are stuck in our daily routine, then we can say that is it. But life is made of cycles. There are energies. There is wave going up and the wave going down. When you go on the down wave, you can just take the time to recenter yourself and to focus on the new positive cycle that is coming. Because a new positive cycle will absolutely come. Life is made of cycle. If you go down, you will have to go up. If you balance everything, you can create and you sent and you are center all the time, you can create any cycle you want from any moment. Now, there are certain spiritual techniques like Kriya Yoga that can break all cycles and bring you to a center. And from that center, you can just direct whatever you want, new cycles. And this is absolutely a great thing to do. So basically, what you do, you go up and down the spine in Kriya Yoga, and by going up and down the spine, you go through the symbolical cycle of life, and by balancing the cycle, you make it collapse and come into a center. And from that moment on, if you're aware, you can create a new cycle coming exactly as you want it. You see, the more wisdom you have, the more spiritual power you have, the more you can create the life you wanted. There's a second technique, and then we're going to close for today. I'm going to guide you to one of my favorite ones, and it's called the light brain technique. This technique is an amazing technique to burn the old and to start with the new. So think, maybe you can use the same, you can reinforce exactly the same practice we did before. basically we did with the mirror shifting pattern exercise that we just did, we changed one of the old patterns into a new one. What you can do now is to reinforce, burn the old one again, and reaffirm the new one again with this technique, with the light brain technique. So let's start now. Let's close our eyes, sitting with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. And opening your heart, bringing your shoulders down and away from the ears, bringing your shoulder blades back. And note this technique has a powerful potential to manifest a deep change in your own being and in the reality that surrounds you. Use this technique every time wisely to remove old stuff from your life and replace it with new positive choices that will make you grow. Remember, with the use of all these techniques comes a certain responsibility, and use them for good, and only good will come. Sit comfortably, and close your eyes. Now, I need you to push the tip of your thumb and the tip of your index finger of your right hand against each other. And as you do this, feel an inner smile rising up from your stomach to your heart and finally up to the forehead. Be intense in it. Breathe in and fill yourself with energy. And maintain a powerful inner smile within you. Now, very good, I need you to think about a time where you were incredibly confident within yourself because love was given to you, affection was given to you. Come back to the place of total harmony, beauty, and love within you. It can be anything, even from the time when you were much younger. If nothing comes up, have faith in the power of your subconscious mind. It will go there automatically. Know that you're there. But don't worry anymore. Now feel that confidence and joy and identify that energy rising within you as the power of that confidence, the power of joy, the power of love. Say to yourself, I am confident. I am joyous. I am loved. I have love. I am totally loved. Let's repeat it again. I am confident. I am joyous. I am loved. I have love. I am totally loved. And let's repeat it again. Absorb it. I am confident. I am joyous. I am loved. I have love. I am totally loved. Once more. I am confident. I am joyous. I am loved. I have love. I am totally loved. Feel the energy rising. Nothing can stop this energy. Only you have total control over everything. Now, I need you to think of this energy as pure magnetism. Feel the pulsation of magnetism. At this point, push the tip of your left thumb against the tip of your left index finger and unite the energies of the two sides together. Feel this confidence building within you more and more as the energy grows. It can help you to visualize pure energy or light as you wish. You can choose your energy or pure light. Now, here we come. Breathe in and fill your brain with light. And breathe out, relax, feeling your brain shining. And again, let's do it again, breathing in, filling your brain with light. Let your brain shine and breathe out, keep it shining. Breathing in. Fill your brain with light. Keep it shining. And breathe out. Breathing in one more time. Fill your brain with light. and you are submerged in pure, beautiful, powerful, pure light, and your brain is the storehouse of this energy. Feel the brain being the storehouse of this energy, alive and powerful, pulsating of light. Now that you have built a lot of energy, I want you to think of your past lack of confidence and lack of love, or whatever it is that is the old pattern or limiting belief you had, and bring it up to your brain. Your brain is full of light, and put all the negative beliefs and all that limited you, including your love reality that does not satisfy you, in that light, and burn it. Burn it there. See and feel it burning. Feel the light burning your negative reality now, and do it now. Burn it in that light with power and joy until there is nothing. Remember, you're a powerful being. Take your time. And when you feel there is nothing left, then bring up to your brain the strength, confidence, loving and joyous reality you have felt before, along with your beautiful new positive pattern that you want to create, new positive cycle that you want to create. Say mentally to yourself, this new image of me replaces the old. Now a little softer, this new image of me replaces the old. Now a little softer, this new image of me replaces the old. Now softer again, focusing on the brain, on the point between the eyebrows and the forehead. This new image of me replaces the old. And mean it. See and feel the light nurturing your new reality, your new love, and putting seeds in the physical world so that your new reality can manifest. Know that you will take active action for that. Do it now. Nurture with the light your new reality. That light is present in your brain. And when you feel that the universe has responded, continue to do it. Thank the universe and relax joyously in that light, knowing that a new beautiful reality is awaiting you. Now, come out of this practice, feel a beautiful waterfall coming all over you. This beautiful water, sacred water made of light, filled with light. Wash with light all the practice you have done now in order to close it. Take a few deep breaths. And again, breathe in and breathe out to return to the awareness of the room around you and start moving your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes slowly. Know the more you practice this technique, the more efficient you become at it. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. I'll be here next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, or 12 noon Sunday for Bangkok people. Thank you so much for listening to Awareness of the Soul. Sign up for my newsletter, Life-Changing Power Newsletter. In order to do so, you can either go to thelifecatalyst.com and also sign up for the newsletter there, and also go to the blog, or go to the main page of BBS Radio at the bottom, and you'll find a box there that says Life-Changing Power Newsletter. Click there, and you will be redirected to the page where you can sign up for the newsletter, which is an incredible newsletter. The title is not just marketing. It is what it is. It is life-changing power. Thank you from Vincent Sandy, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.